DJ Juan here, and I wanted to check in. A year after my father passed away last year, May 18th, 2011. Today is May 19th, 2012. And I came back to Rockville, Maryland to be with my mom and two younger brothers. We don't have anything special planned per se, and yesterday we were entertaining three of my mom's childhood friends. We call them family friends, and so the entire day was spent being with friends, which took our minds off of the memorial, if you would call it that. And so the day and night ended up with us getting a few minutes just to check in with each other. I'm only here for two full days, and then I head back to Orange County, and we were kicking some ideas around. Maybe we'll eat all of our dad's favorite food. One of them is Eight Treasure Rice in Mandarin. That's pronounced Ba Bao Fan. And my dad's name is Zhuang Zibao. And we were just being silly, I guess. So we thought we'd try to do something today. And as I was taking my morning walk, I tried to record an episode here, but didn't do a sound check, and so that didn't quite work. So this is a very short summary, which is much easier to listen to anyways. I was just reminiscing about our family of origin and how much that really shapes all of us. For me, that includes our family habit of not really planning. I think I'm the only one that really uses some sort of a day timer kind of a thing to schedule tasks, partly because of my work and to manage our family life as well. My family in terms of my wife and son. And then speaking of my family of origin, some of the values of I think just being the other thing that really shaped us is everybody else in the family is very down to earth, very practical. So the way it shaped me or reverted is that I'm not. So for many years of my life, I try to fit in, in essence, suppressing my true nature and not really discovering that until late into my 30s, that I'm not detail-oriented and I'm not concrete. And now into my 40s, I have to feel the freedom to not be that and not overreact, but just feel comfortable in my own skin, that I'm an ideas guy, I like to dream of possibilities, I like to explore new things, like this new app that can record on the go. And I think for all of us, it was this year has been learning how to live into a new season, and from what I can tell, everyone is doing okay. I'm not sure if anyone's really taken the time and effort, I know I haven't, to really go through the grief process and all that it could entail. Not so much suppressing, but just haven't really carved out the time and space to consider the other ways that are kind of subconscious of how this affected us. but we seem to be doing okay. We're still not a family that really talks about our feelings and dreams and thoughts and passions and those kind of things. But we do spend time together, and that counts for something. So that's a quick update from me a year after my father's passing.